105, the morning after. If you're just tuning in, it's Eric Demetrius, Philip Podcast, up on the website, so you don't ever have to miss any part of the show. Hit Q1055.com.
Do you remember the Beyonce version? Do you remember the Beyonce version of that song?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was horrible. I love her to death. I love her, but that was horrible.
She's a hack.
Whoa! Where's that bell? Ring that bell. You're going to hell.
That's forget about Eric does something dumb.
Why not? I like when Eric does dumb things.
There was something else I wanted to do.
Okay.
But what I do dumb is apparently people are having their vehicle stolen because they're warming it up and then leaving it. I do that. Too bad. I'd rather have my car stolen than have... I'll take my warm car. Yeah, I'll take the risk.
Yeah, but what are we looking for? Well, you're looking for a burglar who's very comfortable, officer. He is warm and... And the car has been scraped off.
Heated seats. So he's probably got a sweaty ass. Sorry, I got to start the car up. I got to start the car up and leave it there. But just be mindful that somebody might steal it. You guys see what Obama was doing yesterday on Twitter?
Yeah, I love it. Do you want me to read them to you?
Yeah, he was tweeting out his favorite positive stories of the year. I know one of them that stood out to me was one of the Philadelphia Eagles players after all the anthem protesting. This is
Chris Long?
A white guy, yeah. Who was very community-minded. He donated his salary for the entire season to some causes. And Obama was tweeting out these stories all day yesterday. Obama is the guy before the current president, for those that don't know.
There was like there were tweets about great things. There was a 10-year-old, I can't say his name, Jaquila Jackson in Chicago, who was giving kits full of socks and toiletries to homeless people. He was calling them blessing bags, which is awesome. Cat Creech. He's a wedding planner in Houston who, when the wedding was postponed because of the hurricanes, got all the people in the party and who were going to be at the wedding together to do volunteer work for those who were, like, jacked up during the hurricane. Chris Long, who gave his checks to... What was it that he gave it to? He wanted to do more, so he decided to give away to the entire season salary of NHL for his scholarships. That's fun.
So
good for him.
He just tweeted out these good stories instead of doing something that his predecessor does, which says, which he mocked global warming the other day, which might take the cake for all his idiot tweets.
You know what? Here's the thing, and maybe a lot of this falls on like when it was first acknowledged as a thing. Maybe we should have picked a better word. Maybe a better two words, because people seem to get caught up with the warming aspect. And they're like, you're saying it's always hot. No, this is what I'm saying. I'm saying there's extreme weather events that usually don't occur when we don't put stuff in the atmosphere. Well, you said warming. You said you means it's always hot. And then, no. Maybe we should call it global extreme weather events.
That's
how about that?
But Busted Earth sounds too much like a good TV show, but that's what it is. But in light of that, I wanted to ask you guys, and I made a short list. What were some of the things that were good that happened to you this past year? Like, Demetrius, the first thing that popped into my head was...
Getting fired.
To get your business together. Right?
Yeah.
Getting fired.
Literally, that was. It was like one of the biggest blessings because, you know, instead of having to like leave and then start this and not have any kind of severance, I got an extra check.
Right. I got paid to walk my dogs everywhere all day, all summer in beautiful weather.
What you're telling me is that I need to strive to get fired, not quit.
No.
Is what you're telling me. Okay.
Never walk out.
Yeah.
Walk out, take a deep breath, walk back in, never walk out. You always want to get fired, but not with cause.
Take a deep breath and make them go before it pops off.
And I didn't want to use this as a segment to complain about being fired because there were other good things. The other good thing was, being able to work here. What were my other good things? Ooh, just the other... I watched some really good TV shows this year.
Yeah?
Like, shows I really, really like. They're going to, like, stay on the list and I'll go back. Dark?
Have you watched?
It's on Netflix. And it's not funny, but it's Stranger Things meets Back to the Future. Do you know what the grandfather paradox is? Like, if you go back in time to your grandfather and kill him, do you cease to exist? It's a lot of that.
Okay.
Let's see. Mindhunter. You watched that, right?
I don't know what that is either. Is that Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay.
Westworld, which I was a year late on.
It's tried decades late.
No. Oh, the movie. I'm talking about the TV show. Let's see. This is like.
Do you have Hulu?
No.
Oh, we're gonna fix that.
Hulu hoop.
I got to do that TED Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that was very
also
dope.
Might not have happened. Had
oh my god.
Let's
Speaking
see.
Speaking of which.
I made it home to Philadelphia a couple weeks ago in 7 hours and 37 minutes. I know that sounds ridiculous, but that's awesome.
How long is it supposed to take?
About 10 minutes more. I know.
If small, that gives you joy, by all means.
Small victories. Small victories.
I'm not sitting here going, man, I had a great time at Cedar Point this year. I didn't write any lines.
Yeah, Cedar Point this year.
I don't do that. Remember, I don't do fun. Mm-hmm. D, you got your business up and off the ground.
Yeah, I know, which is like super... Super shocking. It's not shocking, but man, it's just it's hard long. To believe that it's here.
Yeah.
And you know, and the doors open up on the 2nd. I don't have a sign till the 15th.
It's fine.
No, it's not.
Can I make you one?
No, you can't.
Why?
Because it's not safe farm proof.
We can go to Michael's and I get some cardboard and we can get you hooked
Dave,
up.
If I could just get a dude that stands outside and goes, we'll get you good rates for food.
Phil, I want him to have a guy that's outside to lunch. Steve, give me something else good that happened.
Let's see.
You and Kara are still together amid your crisis.
Yeah, man, that's definitely. I will give it up to anybody who's ever done any kind of endeavor, you know, to as far as like opening up your own business or anything like that. And you've kept your marriage together. It is probably one of the most stressful things in the world to do and still maintain a commitment or a relationship to your spouse. It's hard.
I'm sure.
You survived. Remember the day that you cried when you're like, Connor's leaving.
Oh, you
survived that. It was good to have him home, right?
He came home.
I keep missing
the kid. Well, don't, because it was almost like he'd never left. It was he.
All the food was gone.
That's the kind of relationship that he and I have, where he could be gone for a while and we'll see each other and it's like he's never been gone. Like, I love that boy
That's
to
good.
Death, but he was like, did I leave the annoyance meter on? Bink! Hey! And I'm like, it's good to have you home, boy.
Does he still smell?
No. Good. But he was like, he holds the whole entire state of Maryland. Like, he's like, I hate Maryland.
Aww.
And I'm like, why? And he goes, Maryland bullies me. I'm like, the entire state bullies you? He's like, yeah, that just doesn't respect any of my dreams or what I want to do. He goes, I miss Ohio. And I went, I get it, Bubba. I get it.
Wait till you tell him that there's not real crab and crab cakes.
Oh.
Philip, something good that happened to you in 2017?
A lot of good things.
Mm-hmm.
Going to TV, like, I found a bunch of great TV, but it was on Hulu. That's why you and I have to talk about that. I got my promotion. And,
yeah, you did.
Yeah, I'm on the leadership team at
work. You have a career.
I have a promotion. Here's the thing. Like, I had a very good stern conversation with one of my leaders who left. She was actually one of my like bosses. And she's like, you know, it's a thing for people to stay in a place for so long. And she's like, I've been here for 3 years, and this is probably like the longest that I've stayed in one position in one company before. And I was thinking about us over at the other place, and I was like, I was there for 6 years. Like, that is the longest I've ever actually stayed in one place before. And I think as I get older, I get more comfortable and suited into things. And this is a place to where I'm not.
No, you know what it is? Sorry.
Go for it.
It's just, I don't give anymore. It's like, this is what it is.
That's what I was gonna say. Like, I'm in a place right now to where, like, I don't really care too much about, like, I have a job to do. I'm going to do my job. And if I like being somewhere, I'm going to do it well. You can't stand in my way. So
sometimes
I grew some confidence too this year.
Don't try to be happier than happy.
Yeah, I grew some confidence. And also, the biggest thing, thanks to yourself, you too, Demetrius, take the Eric and Demetrius, and also Katie, my boss at Apple, I've learned to say no and not give any blanks about it. Like, I have quality of life and things that I need to do for myself, and saying no help. And that's why I'm single. So high five that too.
All the people that are going to get on wherever and say, can't wait for 2017 to be done. It's been the worst year ever. You probably said the same thing last year. Let me tell you something. It's not the calendar.
Dude.
It's you.
I'm going to 2018 with 2012 problems, with 2010 problems. But it's fine because they're my problems and I'm okay with it. And I'm still trying to jump those hurdles. And it's cool with me because I'm still progressing. So I'm good.
You can't say that P word with him now.
No, you can't say if. You can't use that and if.
From now on, when we do introductions, it's Eric Chase, it's your good neighbor, Demetrius. 9:40, one more segment to go. The Denny's.